Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Brunei Sultan Haji Hassan Al Bolkiah today. The discussions are likely to touch upon on all aspects of bilateral relations and also explore new areas of cooperation. Several MOUs are expected to be exchanged following the talk. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan yesterday on the first leg of his two-nation tour to Brunei and Singapore. This is the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 48th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the new Chancery of the High Commission of India in Bandar Seri Begawan. He also visited the Omar Ali Saif Uddin Mosque in Brunei. Prime Minister Modi will head for Singapore later today. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that the country's progress cannot be fully realized without women's socio-economic and educational development. Speaking at the centenary celebrations of the Maharashtra Legislative Council in Mumbai yesterday, the president emphasized the need to change the way women are viewed. She pointed out that women constitute half of India's population and added that their active participation in various spheres was needed to take the country forward. The government has given approval to proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defence preparedness. The Defence Acquisition Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, approved 10 capital acquisition proposals. The Council gave a nod to procurement of future-ready combat vehicles, air defence fire control radars, Dornier 228 aircraft, next-generation fast patrol and offshore patrol vessels. A 16-day training program for heads of offices, HOOs, and drawing and dispersing officers, DDOs, on service matters commenced yesterday at the Administrative Training Institute, Kohima. Commissioner and Secretary PNAR Anoop Khinchi called upon HOOs and DDOs to be well-equipped with all the latest rules and guidelines of the service matters to ensure overall operation and worker-employee relationship. Director ATI and Secretary PNAR Akunu S. Miyase said 110 DTOs and senior officers from the Department of Health and Family Welfare, Veterinary and Animal Husbandry and Tourism attended the first day of the training to update on the rules pertaining to service matters and enhance on the subject dwelt. The 16-day training will train over 2,000 government employees comprising heads of offices, DDOs and staff on the latest and most relevant service matters like PIMS, e-pay bill, pension appointment to services, APAR, maintenance of service book and other issues. Advisor of Industries and Commerce Department, Hegani Jakhalu, along with Director Industries and Commerce, P. Tukuka Sema, flagged off 9 departmental vehicles, including a staff bus, at the office premises in Kohima yesterday. Taking to social media, Hegani said the government needs to take care of the welfare of its officers and staff to enable them give their best and work efficiently. Meanwhile, the department informed that the vehicles will be utilized by the officers at the directorate and district offices for the effective implementation of the department's works, schemes and projects for the benefit of the general public. The 13th Assam Rifles is conducting a small arms firing exercise at a firing range Kohima Garrison till 30th September. In this regard, Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has advised all residents of concerned villages, ward panchayats and colonies under Kohima town to strictly avoid entering the firing range area during this period. Further, cattle grazing near the firing area are also prohibited during the exercise. And in sports, the Department of Youth Resources and Sports team claimed the overall championship title at the 34th Nagaland State Taekwondo Championship 2024. The event organized by the Nagaland Taekwondo Association in collaboration with the Youth Resources and Sports Government of Nagaland was held at Town Hall in Peck Town and hosted by Peck District Taekwondo Association from 2nd and 3rd of this month. Meanwhile, Dimapur team secured a runner-up position. Walker was awarded the Best Discipline Team. A total of 340 athletes from 14 teams participated in the championship. PEC Deputy Commissioner John Zilise Sanctum graced the valedictory program as the guest of honor. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.